your cars, bitches. Welcome to Straight Up with Stassi, a special Thanksgiving edition. I'm here with my friend Lo French, who helps me do everything I do in my life.
What's up?
I'm thankful for you.
Oh, I'm thankful for you too.
What would I do if I didn't have you? Life would be hard.
You know, I don't know anymore. I used to think you could survive, but
I used to think I could survive too.
We just make a really good team.
Yeah. And now it's like what I literally I'm like, what the fuck would I do? So this is very fitting that you're doing my podcast right now. But this is, yes, a Thanksgiving edition. Thanksgiving's already turning out to be a pain in my fucking ass.
Oh, God. Why?
So we're going to my mom's in Lake Arrowhead. All my siblings are going. And we have to get chains. My mom texted us the other day and she was like, as we were like getting back into town from the tour, mm-hmm. and she's like, there's supposed to be a really, really bad snowstorm. You guys need to get chains on your car or you're not, the police are going to stop you and you're not going to be able to like get up the mountain. Like they don't let you.
Wait, the police stop you?
Somebody.
Oh my
God. Some sort of patrol system.
Okay.
Some, I don't know if it's like the actual like 911 police, but you know, someone stops you and they'll even like put the chains on your car for you if you have them, but
no
they
way.
Won't let you up the mountain. So like to get up to Lake Arrowhead, it's like a 45 minute drive up a mountain.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And in a snowstorm, scary. I've driven up there in snow a million times. Bo has not, but Bo likes to drive. So he's kind of scared. But like this whole getting chains thing, we're like, what the fuck are chains?
Yeah. Has he lived in a cold weather
no.
place? Because I haven't either. And like you say chains and I have no, I wouldn't even know where to begin.
Yes. That's what we've been like. So it's like we get in town. It's like Sunday night. I don't have time to go get chains and
right.
I'm fucking exhausted. I had to work all yesterday. I had to work all today. And then I realized, okay, we should probably drive up tonight because that is scary to like drive in the middle of a full on snowstorm.
Yeah,
so, like,
that's dangerous.
Let's get ahead of it. So we're calling everywhere being like, where do you get chains? And like, how do you get them to fit your tire? And like, are we going to have to put them on? Like, are me and Bo going to be out there in the snow with like some sort of tool putting on like chains? And where do you put them?
So like, what did you find out?
So Rob, Bo's best friend, gave yeah. us some chains and they don't, I guess they don't match my tires.
Okay.
So Bo was like, I literally have no idea what to do. So we just called, well, I didn't. He called a bunch of places.
Yeah.
And there's one place in Glendale, I guess, that has chains that he bought. So he's like, he bought them and reserved them. So he's like, there's no way like they could give them away.
Yeah.
And after this, after we're done this podcast, I'm going to pack and we're going to go get these chains.
This is going to be an adventure.
Like, what the actual fuck?
Oh my gosh. But good thing you guys are going tonight because it's so dangerous, especially when you don't know how to drive in the snow.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, yeah.
But like, do the chains make a noise? Do they sound
probably.
Like? It's like, I imagine like chains and shackles, like ghosts that like, you know, you hear like, it's like, does the car sound like a chained and shackled ghost?
Yeah, totally.
Like we're bringing the dogs with us.
I don't even know what chains sound like. I feel like such an idiot right now. Like I grew up in Redondo Beach, California.
Yeah.
Like so far away from snow. And I've been to Big Bear. I've been to Arrowhead. But like when the snow's already on the ground and it's just
and
fun
it's
to
easy.
Go like play for a day.
Yeah.
I have never driven in the snow.
Yeah.
Like that.
So it's a production. And it's like, God, you can't. Why can't anything be easy? This is the thing about the holidays. They're never just easy.
True.
Like my brother already called me and was like, hey, do you think you could bring me? Like, can I ride with you guys up to Lake Arrowhead? And I was like, why? And he's like, chains. And I'm like, if I have to get them, you have to get them. And I'm like, I'll bring you, Hunter, but like not your giant dog. He has like an 80 pound like husky dog.
Oh,
and
my God.
We have our two small dogs and there's no room for this dog that might eat my other dogs.
Right.
And I'm like, Hunter, you're already stressing me out. Like, you're just going to have to be a man.
So you told him no?
Yeah, I'm like, you're 29 years old. I have to go get chains. You go get fucking chains. Like, where do you think you're going to put Sadie? I'll put her in the back. And I was like, where our luggage and, like, all the alcohol
yeah.
is? Like, there's literally no room for this situation. I'm not trying to be a bitch, Hunter, but, like, it is what it is. And also, you'd have to be on my schedule.
Like,
right.
And I don't want to hear you bitch and complain if we're leaving too late, leaving too early. Like, no, this is the thing about family. It stresses me out. My mom's like, why aren't you guys staying at our house? I'm like, for obvious reasons, you wench. Are you seeing, like, because I'm going to need a break. We're staying at the resort. I need.
Stop.
Yes.
A resort?
There's only like one hotel, like main hotel up there.
Oh my God. So that sounds so nice.
So it's the Lake Arrowhead Resort. Yeah. It's just like, it's standard. It's not like anything overly fancy. It's just.
It sounds cool.
It is what it is. Otherwise, we'd be like having to get an Airbnb or something. And that's just.
Yeah.
No. Too much. I'm like, mom. For,
she wants to cuddle with you.
I can't. Like for my own sanity, she needs her cuddle time. You have all of the rest of my siblings. You have my uncle. You have a full house. Please don't make me do this. I'm the type of person. And when Beau and I first started dating, like when we went to Italy together, like I had to like sit down and talk to him and be like, listen, I know we're going to Italy partly to like meet your family and like meet your sister, but I am not good sharing my space.
Right.
Like Christmas Vacation is one of my favorite movies in the whole world, and it's also my worst nightmare. Like having to like, there's people always around, like you have to wake up and you're like, oh, do I make coffee for people? Like right. You're like, you have to make small talk in the morning. I can't just like do what I want. Like you're under somebody else's like control and household and sharing it. And like, I have never liked that. Even when I was a kid, I'm like, I need my own room. I need my own thing. So when we went to Italy, I was like, I can't just stay with your family.
Right.
I have to get a hotel room for us. Like, I just, that's who I am. I'm sorry. I mean, he's like that too, mm-hmm. now that we're together. But like, when he was alone, like, he'd just crash on couches of his family and it didn't really matter. And I'm like, sorry, things are changing.
Right.
Now I'm a 31-year-old adult with needs, and one of the needs is privacy.
I think I hit a spot like a year or two ago where I decided like no more air mattresses, no more couches.
Yeah, no.
Like I just need a bed. I need to be able to have a good night's sleep and not yes. hear everybody. I love my mom and dad, but they snore.
Yes.
It's like, come on.
Like people who like tell me about like how like when they go on vacation with their families and they're like, oh yeah, we all just share one room. I'm like,
no idea how.
Oh my God.
Nope.
Is that my future when I have children?
Nope.
I'm going to want to send my kids away.
I think now that I'm an adult, my mom already knows like I want my own room and she's good with it. And that's like expected. But I don't know.
Like Alex, know. Dear Alex, one of my best friends from home who lives right down the street from me. She's been on my podcast before. She's a huge part of my life.
She's one of my best friends.
She has a one bedroom apartment in LA. And she's like, everyone can come stay with me. Like when my mom comes in town, she's like, your mom can stay with me. I'm like, your parents are already staying with you. What do you mean? She's like, so what? So like then once someone can sleep on the couch, I can sleep on the floor. I'm like, you're a weirdo.
It's crazy.
It is. You're a weirdo.
Crazy. She and her parents have like an extra close relationship though.
Yeah, it's wonderful. But yeah. I don't care how close I am with someone. I don't like sharing a room with just Beau. Like
she
a
also
hotel room with just Beau. Like I need like that extra like living area. You know what I mean? In my hotel room. So yeah. I'm like, can we just separate for a second?
Alex is just a different breed of person too, because she just loves people. Like you start hanging out with her at 10 in the morning and pretty soon it's 10 at night and you're like, oh, we've been together for 12 hours.
I wish I was like that.
She just doesn't get sick of it. She just loves having people around.
I wish I was like that. I think that's like one of the best qualities you can have, but like you can't be something you're not.
Yeah. So, yeah,
you can't. So these are my Thanksgiving plans, and we have a long drive ahead of us. But we also reached out to the listeners for some Thanksgiving themed questions. I mean, listen, I am stressed. I am excited. Thanksgiving is actually, I don't realize how much I love Thanksgiving until it actually comes around, because I'm so obsessed with Christmas and Halloween that it just gets lost. But truly, it is one of my favorite days of the year.
I've been thinking all day about what I'm thankful for because of this podcast, mm-hmm. but I want to hear yours first.
That's not why I love Thanksgiving. That's literally.
Why do you love it? I thought we were rolling into this, reflecting.
You're right. We should. We should totally do that. No, I was gonna say it's like the one day out of the year I can literally eat whatever I want and fully enjoy myself and not feel any guilt about it. And it's like so much fun just to be like around whoever it is you've chosen to be around.
You're so basic.
And start drinking like.
That's, I can't.
Like champs. Like someone asked me, Bradley, our hairstylist asked me this morning. He's like, because I was asked Bo, hey, what alcohol do you want me to order for you? And he's like, tequila or whatever. I was like, really? I was like, on Thanksgiving? And he's like, beer? He's like, I don't know. And Bradley's like, what's your drink of choice on Thanksgiving? I was like, oh, what's my drink of choice? Well, it begins. With a Key Royale,
yes.
For a couple hours.
Oh my gosh.
Some Prosecco.
You have to tell people what that is, though. Because you taught me that, and it's now like one of my favorite drinks.
It's champagne and Chambord. I prefer to use Prosecco. I like Prosecco over champagne. So it's Chambord is a liqueur.
Yeah.
And you put a little bit in it, and it's just tasty as fuck. I like it so much better than a mimosa. So I start drinking those during brunch time.
Those, multiple.
Then I'll move into like rosé or white wine. Mm-hmm. Then I'll go into red wine, and then I'll finish with like an after dinner, like aperitif drink, like limoncello or Di Serrano. And it is like a full civilized experience.
I was going to say, do you become a monster like halfway after the rosé or... Can you sustain that?
No, there's always like a fight with one of my family. Like I always fight with my mom or something.
Okay, great.
Like that always happens. So yeah. But like I just feel like drinking that throughout the day is way more civilized than just like, oh, I'll drink some tequila. I'm like, that is not Thanksgiving.
It sounds good. A lot of people were asking what you like pair different Thanksgiving dishes with drink wise. So there you go.
Well, no matter what Thanksgiving dinner I'm having, that's my alcohol. That's my route.
So like wine during dinner.
Yeah.
Red
wine. It's like I'm looking forward to the dinner part because I get to have the red wine.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
But what I'm thankful for.
I know. I thought you were going to say you like took a moment to reflect.
I didn't. No.
Okay. Well. Hey, bitch. What are you thankful for?
I mean, a lot.
This has been a good year for you.
This has been the best year of my life. Mm-hmm. 100%. Hands down. The best year of my life. I mean, all of the obvious things.
Right.
I'm thankful for Bo, my fucking dogs, my friends, work, like even my apartment. I'm just like to be able to like travel, to have like the freedom to like create. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I feel like I've like became so much more creative.
You've been super creative this year.
And that's been so fun. Like to be able to pay my parking tickets.
Yes, little things. How's your credit score?
My credit score, I checked it the other day and it was great.
Yes.
And I was like, what is this? So I'm like, now we're looking at houses. So now I'm like, oh my gosh, like there's everything is just like where I want it to be. Like I literally could not complain about one thing.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So I feel really lucky. What about you?
Okay, so like I said, I had all day to think about this, and I could go for, you know, like the obvious things or whatever, but I think what I'm most thankful for this year is that 2019 was the year of self-care. So when all the shitty things came up or when all the drama or like weird stuff or family health scares or whatever it was, there were a lot of tools and a lot of friends who were like open to talking about what I needed and how to take care of myself. And I feel like I changed a lot of like previously bad habits to good ones. It could have been because I turned 30 this year too.
God, my answer was so lame.
No, I had a long time to think about this because I've been prepping since you texted me earlier.
My answer was so lame.
No, it wasn't. Your answer was super honest.
Yours is good. Self-care, though, is a huge thing.
I think that we, like you included, you and I and like our group of friends have done a really good job at like checking in on each other, but also giving space and like making sure that like you're okay.
I think I could be better at checking in on people. I've talked about that a lot.
Yeah.
I can only do it with so many people though. It's like a lot when you have so many people in your life.
I've seen you do it.
I try.
Enough that I like recognize that.
But it does get difficult. I think that I don't make New Year's resolutions because I don't like it, but that would be a good one. You know what I mean?
Something to work on.
Yeah. Okay. Your answer is great. I feel like an asshole.
Thanks.
Cool. Would you buy a t-shirt for $50 if you knew it only cost $7 to make? I wouldn't. And you know who else doesn't? Meghan Markle. Yes, I found out about Everlane, this brand of clothes, through Meghan Markle. No, we're not friends, but obviously, I stalk her online and I look at what she's wearing and I pay attention, and she was wearing Everlane clothes. So that piqued my interest and I looked into this company and I was like, yes, because Everlane only makes premium essentials using the finest materials without traditional markups. Okay, so they're telling you what their real costs are and they're radically transparent about every step in their process, from like the materials they use to the ethical factories they work with. So like, if it's good enough for Meghan Markle, it's good enough for us. And what I really love about Everlane is the fact that most of their stuff, they're very classic pieces. You're not going to find like a trendy furry jumpsuit at Everlane. It's like pieces that you want to have in your wardrobe for a long time, and you can feel good about the clothes that you're buying because you're not spending a fortune for something that's actually of the highest quality. And right now you can check out the personalized collection at everlane.com/Stassi. Plus you'll get free shipping on your first order. So that's everlane.com/Stassi. Everlane.com/Stassi, and we can all be like Meghan Markle. So have you started any new traditions with Beau? No, we haven't. Last year we went to Thanksgiving. Cool. Well, last year was our first Thanksgiving together, and we went to Palm Springs with Jackson Brittany, which was so fun.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Because my mom and I weren't speaking. Oh my God. Awkward, but mm-hmm. Yeah,
cool. And we are now,
but so it was like, you know what, I think I'm just gonna, I need a, that was some self-care. Mm-hmm. I was like, you know what, I need to do something easy with some friend. You wouldn't think of Jax as being easy, but like he is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And just like kind of go and be with not that many people and like really chill out. And that's what we did. And so this is the first year Beau and I are going to my mom's, this is my mom's favorite holiday.
Okay.
So like, as long as my mom and I are on good terms,
yeah,
Thanksgiving has always been reserved for her.
So like growing up, this was the one that she was like the most excited about?
In the divorce, yeah. It's like my mom gets Thanksgiving.
Why?
She loves it.
Does she cook?
Yeah. And she's great at it.
Okay.
Like, again, that's what I'm really looking forward to. Like,
just all the food.
She is so good at cooking. So I'm like really excited to eat.
Great.
But that's also a question that I know people were asking. It's like, what do you do when you get with a significant other?
That was a really popular question. I think a lot of people struggle with like, is there etiquette? Do you split holidays? Do you flip-flop back and forth? And it's caused tension, I think, in a lot of like new relationships.
Yeah. But the thing is also is that every couple does it differently.
Right. That's what I was thinking like, about too. There's no like rules really.
There really isn't. Like Katie and Tom, sometimes they'll spend it together with like Katie's family or Schwartz's family. Sometimes they'll be like, they'll separate and go with like their respective families. So like I've watched them do that. Beau and I have both just been pretty good and easy about switching off.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was like I said, last Thanksgiving, we chose friends. Last Christmas, I wanted to be in New Orleans with my grandmother.
Right.
I just like felt, I don't know, it felt like it was the right thing to do instead of going with his family. So he came with me. This Christmas, we're going with his family. So then like next Christmas, I think we'll always just switch off. But I don't get my feelings hurt. I wouldn't get my feelings hurt if he said he didn't want to. I'd be like, okay, well then let's come up with another option.
Right. Well, and then once you guys have kids in a house, like maybe you'll have Christmas or Thanksgiving at your house. And then everyone comes to you.
Very much looking forward to that.
Yeah. Like things are going to change no matter what, just depending on life and everything, all the factors.
Yeah. But that's going to be really fun to not have to leave my home.
Yeah.
And just have everyone come to me.
You're going
to
have to learn how to cook.
Beau.
Don't blame it. Don't put it all on Beau.
He loves it.
But still.
He loves it. Listen. I know how
Maybe
to make.
Teach you how to bake a pie.
I know how to make green bean casserole. Like okay. That's one of my favorites.
Good
to eat on Thanksgiving. I love green bean casserole. Anyone can make macaroni and cheese.
True.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Like, what else is there to make? Like, mashed potatoes, whatever. Turkey, Bo can make that. Like,
turkey's hard. Bo could totally handle the turkey.
Stuffing, I just like stovetop stuffing. Same. I don't need anything fancy.
Same.
I was watching Rachel Ray the other day, and she was trying to make some fancy-ass stuff. Don't. It was on the plane. It wasn't by choice. It was just like on the plane somewhere or something.
You guys couldn't see this, but I probably just gave her the weirdest look because I didn't even know Rachel Ray was still a thing.
Yep. Apparently she is. I think that's the alcohol.
Saucy.
That's my contribution to Thanksgiving.
Alcohol.
Yeah. A lot of people were asking, what do you bring to Thanksgiving? Because everyone's supposed to bring something. No one's ever asked me to bring anything.
Really? I get asked every year. I was assigned a salad this year, so it's pretty easy.
I do make a good broccoli salad.
Ooh, I wasn't sure what kind to go with. I've still been thinking about it.
That's easy. That's
yeah, fun. It's easy, but it's for a ton of people. So it's like, it's hard to make a really nice, exciting, cool salad when you know it's just going to be like in a giant bowl and all the good stuff's going to go to the bottom. And
that's true.
Yeah. First world problems.
I guess, I mean, my mom just makes me never contribute. I'm like a brat. I fall back into like my kid mode when I go back up to Lake Eric, like go with my mom's because she'll ask me to help. And I'm like, no. I'm like, you know, I'm of no service.
You're such a brat.
You know, I'm not.
Won't
no
you like
good
cut a tomato or something?
She doesn't want me to because I'll slice my fingers. Like I just I'm not. That's why I will contribute.
Do you do the dishes?
Of course.
Do you help clean up?
Of course.
Okay,
I help
that's
clean up.
A great contribution.
Yes, I help clean up.
Clear the table.
I mean, I make sure everyone's drinks are filled.
That's a great contribution.
Yes, I'm a good time.
Unless you're not.
Unless I'm not, unless I go dark. But for the most part, yeah, alcohol. So I have what? A shit ton of wine, champs. You know, that's my shit. What's your favorite Thanksgiving dish?
That's hard. My grandpa makes sweet potatoes au rum. So it's like sweet potatoes, but I honestly don't know all the ingredients, but there is rum in it. So there it's like a little sweeter.
That sounds good.
And it's real delicious. I also like the gross canned cranberry.
Oh, that's my fave. Oh, my mom better know to have that. She
it just
will.
Reminds me of my grandma. So like
I love a good I like any cranberry sauce. The ones with berries, fine. Canned, fine. I don't give a fuck.
Canned is the best one.
But cranberry sauce on everything.
Yeah.
I'm like that gross person at Thanksgiving that basically mixes every food together. Like I don't need them to be separate. It's like, no, it all tastes good together. Think about it.
It does all taste good together. I think I'm a little too OCD for that, though. But I like to get a little bit of everything on the fork. So yeah. It's all in one bite. But I don't really like it when things touch. You literally just stirred the table like you were stirring your plate together.
But I don't actually do that. It's me being a little dramatic. Okay. I don't
make a soup. I just got a gross visual.
Yeah, I don't make a soup.
Thank God.
But I just love how every Thanksgiving dish tastes good with the other one, with another one.
I thought there was an interesting question on there. I forget who asked it, but they said, is there a traditional Thanksgiving dish that should be ditched for good? Ooh. I thought that was really interesting.
Let's go over the traditional ones.
Okay.
Turkey, ham, cranberry sauce, mashed potatoes and gravy, yams of some sort, green bean casserole, macaroni and cheese, stuffing. What's the other?
You literally just hit all of mine.
None of them should go away. Like, they all need to be there.
That's it.
I mean, sometimes people will be like, I'm bringing carrots. And it's like, no one wants that shit.
Yeah, no. I think you hit on the main ones.
I can't. You know what? I can. Sometimes people do corn on the cob. I don't need that.
No. Too much. It's extra.
Gets in my teeth.
Yeah.
I've never been corn on the cob type of person because it's like I don't feel like having a floss right after. Really bothered. Tastes great, but just annoys me.
It's like backyard barbecue, not Thanksgiving.
But still. What else do you – I mean, and then there's like pies and stuff. I don't really care about that.
No.
Like my mom texted me, my brother, and she was like, should I do maple pie – cheese or like maple cheesecake or pumpkin cheesecake? I'm like, Mom, I don't give a shit. Like that's not my – that's not the point.
Is she making it from scratch?
Yeah, she does all of this from scratch.
Miss Dana.
My brother instantly was like, maple. And I'm like, fine. Whatever everybody else wants, I'm okay with. I'm fine.
She's so enthusiastic.
She's very enthusiastic.
Gotta love her for it.
Yes, very extra. But I don't feel like there's
There's not a dish. I think some people really don't like cranberry, so maybe...
No, I'm not.
Maybe somebody's in their car right now listening being like, fucking no, cranberry.
Get the cranberry out of here.
Bo hates cranberry.
Why? How?
It annoys the shit out of me. And especially because he drinks vodka soda, splash of cranberry. Tequila soda, splash of cranberry. That doesn't make any sense. Maybe he just doesn't like it on his food.
Does he only like the cranberry juice cocktail that's sweet and not like the real cranberry that's like a little tart?
I don't know. I've never actually asked that question.
Get into it. You guys have a long drive. You have a long drive ahead of you.
You know what else I love about Thanksgiving?
What?
The food leading up to the meal. Like,
do tell.
Like French onion dip and chips, ranch and chips. Like my
ranch
mom
and ranch.
My mom makes like these like little endive things that has like blue cheese, nuts, and like balsamic glaze on them.
Oh my God, that sounds so good.
Cheeses. Oh, you know what my favorite is?
What?
The cheese ball that's covered in nuts.
Yeah.
That you
the
buy.
Little, like the little port wine one? The little pink one?
When I tell you that's probably top three my favorite foods in the world.
Seriously?
I could eat a whole ball of that, but it's so bad for you that like I resist ever purchasing it.
Don't
like,
tell me it's bad for you.
Yes.
Why?
I remember season three of Vanderpump Rules when I moved back from New York to LA and I was staying with Katie and Tom at their apartment, sleeping on their couch every single night.
Fun.
They would like go to Sir. I had already quit Sir. So like Katie would go to Sir. Schwartz would go do whatever he had to do. And I'd be every night I would just go buy a cheese ball and crackers and wine and sit in their apartment, watch TV and eat crackers and the cheese ball.
Oh my God.
And Katie would come home and like see that more than half the ball is gone. She's like, you're an animal. I'm like, I can't stop.
It is. It's addictive.
It's
really hard to stop.
Do you know what it tastes like? Mama's beer cheese.
Oh my God, you're right.
That's why I love Mama's beer cheese so much.
It's so good.
It tastes exactly like that.
When we got our Mama's beer cheese, when we arrived to the wedding, you know how everybody got their little like can of it or whatever?
Yeah.
Fully ate that in one sitting.
Oh, they kept stocking it in my hotel room. So I had it for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I spread it on my bagel for breakfast.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
I would just eat the beer cheese and crackers for lunch. I would late night eat it like dip like any fucking chip I could get my hand. I don't care if it was a Dorito. I'm like, this beer cheese.
That would
is...
probably be really good, actually.
Yeah. It's the beer cheese goes with everything.
Yep.
But so the Thanksgiving dinner isn't just the best part. It is a full day of eating the best foods. Like, when am I ever going to buy French onion dip at my home? Never. True. Jackson Brittany have it stocked 24/7. Literally every time I go to their home and open their refrigerator, I'm like, I've never not seen French onion dip in there.
Seriously?
Not once.
I would never have guessed that.
Not once has
that
it
is
not been
really
there.
Funny.
They always have it.
Is your family the kind of family that eats like super late, like 8 o'clock? Or are you like a 2 p.m. Thanksgiving
No, we're
family?
Right. We're like in the middle of that.
Five.
We're like 4 or 5.
Okay.
Yeah.
Enough time that you can like lay down and kind of nap before dessert, but like still be in bed by 9.
Yeah, going to bed early is the best. Although my mom wants to like stay up late and watch fucking Christmas movies.
Wait, somebody asked if you ever watched The Meddler because they were listening to an episode you did with your mom like 3 years ago. And
what
she
is
talked
that?
About it. It's a Susan Sarandon movie.
And my mom talked about the movie The
on
Meddler?
Your podcast. And she was like, you have to watch it.
No, I never did.
It's about a mom who meddles in her daughter's life, I think.
My mom would love to meddle if she could. It's like, I just get stronger and stronger every day. No meddling. Y'all, I have discovered the most fun app in the world, okay? I know, we all know that I just got engaged, but now I am turning my attention to helping all of my friends find their people too. And no, I'm not just doing this out of the goodness of my heart. I'm doing this for my satisfaction and entertainment as well. Because I've just downloaded, well, I did a while ago, like months ago, this new app. It's a dating app called Ship. And it lets you swipe for your friends, okay? So I'm literally helping my single friends. You know how when you go on a dating app, you like screenshot people, text it to your friends, and you're like, oh my God, what do you think of this person? Or you're like, what do you think I should say back to this response? Well, now Ship makes it super easy. So what happens is you download the Ship app, If you're single, you invite a group of friends to join your crew on the app so they can help you find matches. And the best part is if you're not single, like me, you can still join to help your friends out. You don't need to make a profile or anything like that. So, like, there's no shadiness going on. You can just log into the app and swipe for your friends and be like, I think that you should reach out to this person. I think you would like this person. And then you guys can all start a group chat in this app with just you and your friends, deciding how to respond to the future date in question. So, like, how fun is that? It makes dating online just so much fun. Finding a date is more fun if you do it with your friends. So download Ship, the dating app that lets you swipe with friends. That's Ship, S-H-I-P. Search for Ship Dating in the App Store and start swiping today. Okay, let's see. So we talked favorite Thanksgiving food. I'm going with green bean casserole.
Cool.
I think.
Love it.
As long as it has the crunchies on it. Least favorite Thanksgiving food? Don't have one. White meat or dark meat? White meat.
White meat.
Right?
Yep.
Black Friday, yay or nay? It's a nay for me.
Some years I've been super into it. This year, not super into it.
I don't like leaving to go when, like, people are just, like, rushing and it's like so crowded and it's like stressful as fuck. Like, do I like Black Friday or like Cyber Monday or whatever it is? What's it called?
The online one. Yeah. Cyber Monday.
I like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's fun because I can be comfortable.
Yeah.
On my computer and deal with that.
I've done Black Friday before. I did it with my mom a couple years ago and I told her because she doesn't like crowds and people and stress and whatever, and I was like, Mom, we're gonna go to the mall, we're gonna save a shit ton of money, and we're gonna be really patient. We don't have anywhere to go. Like, we had a glass of wine before we left, and it was really fun. I think we saved like $600 each. We got a bunch of shit. We were like ready to spend. You have to be ready to spend. That's the thing.
I'm always ready to spend, even when I don't have it.
Well, I like the concept of Black Friday. I'm not feeling festive this year.
It's just a lot of work.
It's a lot.
And there's nothing I like need. I think it would be great.
Buy a TV or a mattress or something.
If I was like moving and I'm like, oh, I need to get this stuff.
Right.
I'd think I'd send both. I'd be like, I don't know.
You just do it online.
Yeah, it's a lot. What is my favorite thing that Bo has cooked for me?
Non-Thanksgiving related.
This girl says her name's Courtney Herzog. I think that's who you say it. She said, wanted to ask this at the Cleveland show. Thank you for coming to my Cleveland show. That was epic. 1,700 people.
Insane. It was so cool.
Really, really cool. I felt very, very special. So thank you for that. My favorite thing that Bo has ever cooked for me. God, he cooks a lot of good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing, okay, I'll say the thing that I like that he frequently cooks for me is because he makes macaroni and cheese taste like cacio e pepe.
Really?
He uses the Annie's macaroni and cheese.
Okay.
That's not orange. It's like the white cheddar.
Mm-hmm.
And puts in like his own cheeses and then like a shit ton of pepper. And like it tastes like cacio e pepe straight out of fucking Italy.
Where did he learn how to cook?
I don't know. I think he just has like a knack for it.
Wow.
Like one of our first dates, he cooked for me and it was like fake. It was like it was vegan, like bolognese pasta. And he tricked me. He was like, how do you like that meat? Like, do you like the sauce? And I was like, yeah, it's fucking great. Like, this meat's really good. And he's like, it's not meat. I'm like, go fuck yourself.
That's funny.
Yeah. But I mean, avocado toast he makes for me all the time.
Mm-hmm.
That is because delish, whatever. We all know Stassi. Another question from Jill. We all know Stassi doesn't cook, but everyone has to bring something to Thanksgiving. Like I said, what are we bringing?
Alcohol.
Tell us about your worst Thanksgiving ever.
Someone provided an example. I think it was Brittany, one of your admins on the group. Shout out. And she said her mom tried to make like a teriyaki turkey one time and it was gross and disgusting.
That's sick.
Yeah. So that's like that's a good example, I think.
I think my worst ones are when like we've gone to a restaurant because my mom's been out of town or something.
Mm.
It doesn't really happen that often, but I feel like I've had memories of that. Or like it's like time to spend time with like my dad's side of the family and like they all wanted to go to a fancy restaurant.
Right.
you know, and I'm like, I don't want to be fancy right now.
Thanksgiving isn't about fancy restaurants.
It's not. Yeah. Like last year, my dad wanted us all to go to the country club in LA. And I was like, that's not what this is about. I'm going with Jackson Brittany. Dad, I don't want to go to a country club for Thanksgiving. Like, I want to like just chill.
It's so weird what everybody's traditions are.
Yeah.
Like some people do that every year and that's just what they do.
I think Christmas is a good time, like Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm.
I like a fancy dinner.
Okay.
I like to get dressed up. I love to be in New Orleans, you know, and go to like one of like the nice hotels for like dinner there.
Mm-hmm.
That's fun for fanciness. And then Christmas Day, it feels like Thanksgiving again where you can chill and like not have to be all buttoned up.
Totally.
You know what I mean? But I don't know if we've had like a bad Thanksgiving. Probably just ones that I've fought with my family at. Honestly.
Yeah.
It happens. Okay, this is an interesting question. Alexis Vaught. There are 10 empty seats at your Thanksgiving table, 5 on each side, with you at one head and Beau at the other. Fill those empty seats with your ideal Bravo celebrities to spend Thanksgiving with.
So good. Coming off of BravoCon hot.
Oh my God. So like, do I do people that are actually my friends?
I don't know. It's your table.
It is my table. So we're going to pick. Let's put Craig Conover there.
I love how Craig was your first pick.
Because he's friends with both me and Beau.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Where is he sitting closer to Beau or you?
I don't care. But he's at the table.
Okay.
Let's put Kyle and Amanda. They're our friends too. So we have some friends there. We're going to take Vanderpump Rules out of it. No Vanderpump people.
Okay. Yeah. Because that would fill the table.
Yeah. We can do...
Let's make it interesting. Sonia. Of a boring dinner. Ooh.
Sonia.
Okay.
To spice things up.
Yep.
Sonia Morgan.
Where was she, by the way?
I don't know, but it was not a good look for her to not go to BravoCon. She lives in New York.
I know. That's why I was
I understand
shocked.
If like, I almost said no because I'm like, I'm on tour and I might die like flying to New York doing all this.
But look,
I'm like,
you're here in the flesh. But alive.
You managed to do it. So it's like, it's sometimes you just got to like... It was kind of a shitty move for her not to go. Whatever. But I want to say Bethany, but I kind of don't know that, like, she might stress me out with, like, all of her health food stuff. So I'm going to take her out.
Oh, okay.
I don't want anyone to judge. Let's go with Andy Cohen.
Okay.
Because he's interesting and funny, and that's I feel five. Like he would like to eat. So that's 5 people.
Mm-hmm. So that's one half of your table.
We're going to leave Lisa Vanderpump out of it because she's also on Vanderpump Rules. Mm-hmm. So let's take people that like I really whatever. Lisa Rinna.
Done.
Lisa Rinna because she would dance on the table.
I love Rinna.
And would really entertain me.
Yep.
So there's that. What other shows are there?
I did
Southern Charm. I had Summer House. Beverly Hills. I did
Below Deck.
I don't watch Below Deck. Dallas. This one's tough because I love Brandy and Stephanie. Take 2. I'm going to take 2. Brandy and Stephanie.
Okay, you have 2 seats left.
2 seats left.
Does Rachel Zoe count? Didn't she have a show on Bravo like a really long time ago?
She did, but is she like a Bravo celebrity?
She also wouldn't really fit in with that group, I think.
No, I don't think so either.
Bravo celebrity.
What
about like the famous, like the Teresa, I don't know how to say her last name, or like NeNe Leakes or like.
NeNe Leakes scares me. She would she's like so powerful and awesome that I just feel like I would be intimidated. I don't watch New Jersey, so
I don't either.
I don't really know.
I only watch New York and Beverly Hills.
Yeah. Let's see. Is there anyone else
on
Beverly
Hills?
Erica
Jane.
I like Erica Jane, but she's a little judgy.
Okay. Here, let's go through the Beverly Hills people. Kyle.
I would put Denise Richards.
She's great.
She'd be drinking tequila with Beau the whole night.
What about Teddy?
Oh, and Teddy. Yes. Easy.
Done.
Perfect. Perfect. Perfect.
That was fun.
All right. All right. That was fun. That way I liked that. Okay. I have the perfect holiday gift for anyone in your life who is a murderino. You guys, I've talked about Hunt a Killer for a really long time because it was one of the first presents that Beau got for me when we started dating. So if you like murder podcasts, if you like murder documentaries, horror movies, like murder shows, like anything that has to do with that, I mean, it's super basic right now to love murder. I'm telling you, I think I made it cool. Whatever. I'm just saying. I did. But if you want to take that a step cooler, Hunt a Killer is like solving your own, not your murder, but like someone else's crime from your home. So every single month you'll get a box. And in this, so it's a subscription game, and you basically get clues, you get letters, you have to like figure out suspects. You have like, when Beau and I sit and do this, we sit here at the kitchen table for like 6 hours on our computers trying to like decode ciphers and stuff. It exercises my brain. It makes me feel like I'm like back in college again, like in the best way possible. Like I'm not just like rotting my brain away. And it's also fun because it's spooky. What's really cool is that there are a bunch of Facebook groups and you kind of become like a Hunt a Killer member, and like you can communicate with other people who are playing the Hunt a Killer game. I don't even like to call it a game because this shit is hard and it's real and it's not for half-assed people. Like, you really need to commit. And right now, just for our listeners, you can go to huntakiller.com and use promo code Stassi for 20% off your first box. This is such a good present to just get someone a subscription to this. I mean, it's awesome, especially if someone's interested in murder and shit. They even have gift cards for all of your holiday shopping, not to mention they are throwing an exclusive bundles for the holiday season. So make sure to use promo code Stassi at huntakiller.com for a 20% discount and to show your support for the show. Huntakiller.com, promo code Stassi. Well, there is another one that says, ask the same question but more open-minded, fictional historical characters.
Yeah, so like not piggybacking on this one, somebody else commented like literally almost the same thing. You have 10 extra spots. Fictional characters.
Okay, Beau would pick Jesus.
Okay, he's not fictional, but he's historical.
Oh, I thought, yeah, it says historical or fictional.
Yeah, okay.
I would pick Marie Antoinette.
Obviously. Imagine them at a table together.
We just have a table of four.
That would be really funny.
Meghan Markle.
Duh. Oh, I have to show you that. Remind me to show you something after.
Or fictional.
Or fictional. Mary Crawley.
Oh, yeah. Hello? No, I would do
the Duchess of Grantham.
I would do Grantham. I'd do grandmother fucking Grantham right there. Yeah, kay. Definitely her. Daenerys.
Done. That's five.
Jon Snow. Cersei.
That'd be a little awkward. Sansa. That would be really awkward.
Tyrion.
Marie Antoinette, Jesus, in the Game of Thrones cast.
That's what I would do.
Ready, go.
I think that's what I would do.
Really?
This is too hard. That's too hard of a question. And Meghan Markle. It's too hard of a question. There's too many fictional and historical and real people around that like it would stress me out. That's too hard for me to do.
Would you invite people from 90 Day Fiancé to Thanksgiving?
Yes, I would take some of the Bravo celebrities out and put Darcy in there.
Love Darcy.
Yeah. Okay. So there's that. Most important question, dressing or stuffing? I didn't even know what dressing was, so
yeah,
stuffing.
I always called it stuffing. I think my grandpa calls it dressing.
I think dressing is for a salad. I don't really, I've never even heard that.
I almost feel like we should look it up and see why it's even a
I'm
thing.
Sure it's like some area of
the world.
Of the world.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's that.
Okay.
How do you fit ranch and hot sauce into your Thanksgiving meal? Hot sauce does not have a seat at the table. I'm going to be honest. Yeah. Moment of silence for hot sauce. It just doesn't feel right to me. I really mean it.
I like truly want to take my headphones off and walk out. I don't feel like I know you anymore.
What am I going to put sriracha on my turkey?
I don't know. I just felt like you were going to have some really clever answer for this.
No, I don't use hot sauce.
So this is the one day of the year
that
where
I
you
don't
use
hot
sauce.
Sauce.
Can we get that in writing? Some like that needs to go on your tombstone.
True. It should. Ranch, however.
Everything.
I said before the Thanksgiving dinner, I do like a ranch dip. So like you can dip your vegetables or fucking chips or whatever the fuck you want to do. So ranch is still around. I don't have a day where I give up ranch, but I have a day where I do give up hot sauce.
That like actually makes my brain explode.
The only thing that I could imagine putting hot sauce on is mac and cheese. That's But it just doesn't to me feel, it doesn't feel like Thanksgiving. It feels like an average day. It
feels like a Tuesday.
Yeah, it just feels like a normal day. So.
Wow. Okay.
Yep. Does every basic bitch have a Thanksgiving recipe that involves Jell-O? Well, I don't.
Isn't there some kind of Jell-O cranberry mold?
I've never understood Jell-O molds. I never knew what people did with them.
You cut them like a bundt cake and eat them.
For dessert?
Yes. I feel like in my family, there was always a Jell-O mold. I never ate it, but it was like served with dinner.
Strange.
It is strange. And it had like a Cool Whip or like a, you know, the whatever in the middle of it.
Very Christmas vacation of mm-hmm. you.
Well,
I totally think so. This is a good question right here. Really, really good. Well, not all your questions are good, but I really like this one because it's whatever. Okay. Samantha Campbell asked, is dressing up cute sweaters, jewelry, shoes to walk around your relative's kitchen basic or normal? First of all, basic is normal, Samantha. Basic is normal.
Yeah.
I personally like to do that. I like to dress up a little. Like, I will wear like an oversized sweater dress, mm-hmm. like thigh high boots, and like make my hair and makeup look nice. Like maybe throw on a red lip or some shit. I don't know. Something Whoa. That makes me feel like festive. Mm-hmm. This year, because there's a snowstorm, I'm pretty sure I'm literally just bringing like two sweaters, leggings, and Uggs.
Oh my gosh, you're gonna wear Uggs?
I'm wearing them right now.
I didn't even notice that.
They're so ugly. They're so fugs.
Do you know what? Uggs are fugly, but I can't live without them.
They're just so comfortable.
They're the best.
And it's like, it's just, it's snowing. Mm-hmm. I'm not going
to
like.
We even wear them though when we live in West Hollywood.
I'm only wearing them because I had to work today. So it's literally to go to the studio and back.
Okay, well, I sometimes wear them. Not in public, but you know.
Yeah.
I used to but, all the time.
But I like the idea of like making it a little special.
Totally. Like, and you're with your family, so you're gonna take pictures and you want to look back and look yeah. nice.
Like my mom was always like annoyed that we don't dress up more. Oh. And like when we get there, she's like, okay, I'm gonna go change. And I'm like, you need to
That's
go change.
So cute. Don't like, be mean to Miss Davis.
No, I'm not mean about it, but I'm like, you don't need to. But like it's like when someone takes a shot at someone's like, let's take a shot at a party.
Yeah.
It's like this like celebratory feeling. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Of like, oh, shots. It's fun. We're celebrating camaraderie. That's what like dressing up a little is like.
Totally.
For Thanksgiving. It's like, oh, it's a little bit of celebration, pizzazz, fun.
Yeah.
So I'm all about it. Is there an OOTD that includes stretchy pants? Yes, I'm wearing. That's what I'll be wearing.
Same.
Like stretchy black fucking leggings, Ugg boots and a sweater, and I'm calling it a day.
Yep.
I want to be able to eat as much as I can and fucking enjoy myself. Anyone who wears jeans on Thanksgiving needs to be thrown away.
Oh my God.
Literally, they need to be eliminated from the planet.
Yeah, no, I didn't. That thought didn't even cross my mind. Why would you ever?
People do it.
No.
Watch, Bo's going to do it.
No.
He's totally, what is he going to wear? Sweatpants?
Slacks.
It's like, that sucks for dudes. I don't know.
That's actually true.
That they don't have.
But hopefully like, he wears some that are like one size too big.
But like girls that like wear like denim on Thanksgiving.
Or like form-fitting dresses and tights.
Fuck that. Mm-hmm. At least the tights feel like Spanx.
Why do you want to wear Spanx on Thanksgiving?
I would.
They restrict you.
I feel like they're like wearing leggings. It's like. It's shape.
Because it depends like, on the type of Spanx you're wearing.
It's like shapewear. It's like it's comfortable shapewear.
Okay.
So that's our Thanksgiving, peeps. Hope y'all enjoyed yourselves. Hope you're listening to this on your long ride somewhere or your plane somewhere. I hope your flight wasn't canceled. And I hope you don't kill yourself on Thanksgiving because it gets stressful as fuck.
Wow.
It is stressful. Dealing with family is stressful.
And for anybody, I know holidays can be sad for some people. If anybody's feeling sad, we're here for you.
Oh, we will love you. If anyone's feeling sad, just shoot me a tweet and I'll try and make an extra effort.
Or a text.
On Thanksgiving I'll make an effort.
I feel like holidays are hard and sometimes people don't acknowledge that. So we're acknowledging it. Holidays can suck, but they can also be really, really fun.
That's true.
So.
All right, guys.
Yeah.
Happy fucking holidays. Yeah.